A version of this letter was sent to Whistler's mayor and council, and shared with Peek. I am writing today regarding the proposed removal of both baseball diamonds in the draft Meadow Park master plan. Wednesday is a busy evening at Meadow Park, kicking off at 4 p.m. immediately following a game-practice scenario on both diamonds involving Whistler's three U9 teams. The robust U6, U7 combined group take the fields for their practice at 5 p.m. Each of Whistler's two U11 teams have playoff games scheduled on each of the two diamonds respectively, at 6:30 p.m. Because of this, the U13 group's training is cancelled, as there is nowhere else for them to safely practice, with Whistler Slow Pitch Association, WSPA, games taking place at Spruce Grove 5 nights a week. At about 8 p.m., as each of the U11 games are entering their final inning, I notice a group of young adults waiting to use the space. They cheer the kids on until the first game ends and take that field. A casual game of 500 ensues. A few families linger at the park. It's a pleasant evening and the kids are high on winning their second playoff game, undefeated. Organically, a handful of these 10 and 11-year-olds join the 20-somethings out in the field while parents chat on the sidelines. The vibe is friendly, welcoming, and respectful. Most of the families involved have been at the Diamonds since 4 or 5 p.m., with two kids in the sport. Dinner is a cooler packed with picnic meals and healthy snacks. As I watch the ebb and flow of this friendly, impromptu game, I can't help but think we are painting a picture of community. For as long as I've lived in Whistler, I've always considered Meadow Park a locals' park. Maybe this is naive, entitled, even, but regardless, it has been the park at which I've chosen to spend the most time with my children through their years. The new master plan for Meadow Park certainly looks appealing. I understand that both WSPA and Whistler Minor Baseball, WMB, can likely make amendments and compromises to run both programs out of Spruce Grove. I do question the ability to do so as the sport continues to grow, but I digress. I'm speaking now not as a member of either of these organizations, but as a member of our community at large, on behalf of others who might not even know these diamonds are on the chopping block, and might be surprised when they see their field, the only one in town other than Spruce Grove with the infrastructure required to safely play a pickup game of baseball, replaced by what appears to be a larger-than-necessary dog park in a town already rich with dog parks. People need places to play. As accessible as joining a slow pitch team or signing your kid up for baseball may seem to most, the reality is that not everyone can afford the cost or time commitment to do so. One shouldn't have to join an organized sports team to participate in sport. As a community, we should not lose sight of the importance of the right to play. If this matter concerns you, and if you use Meadow Park's baseball diamonds in any capacity, it does, please consider reaching out to mayor and council. There is plenty of time to have your voice heard, but in order to do that you need speak up. Lindsay Ataya, Whistler.